Hello, welcome to 5 minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so excited about what we are sharing. We are talking about the prayers of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I've been so impacted. I'm learning so much. You see, even though I'm the one teaching the thing, I'm also being blessed amazingly. You see, yesterday we spoke about the spirit of wisdom, Sophia, being filled with intelligence on every side. God wants you to be smart. He wants you to be smart. So every day when you wake up in the morning, pray this prayer for yourself. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, that's what I'm reading now. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto me the spirit of wisdom. I'm filled with the spirit of wisdom this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus. But there's more. He prays and goes on and says that, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. The spirit of revelation as well. The word revelation is apokalypsis. Apocalypsis, and I want us to examine that one today. Okay, it means to lay bare, to disclose truth or instruction concerning things before unknown. It says, used of events by which things or states or persons hitherto withdrawn from view are made visible to all. Manifestation, it means appearance. Hallelujah. It means to be revealed, to have something happening, to have something which was closed or which was covered being uncovered. Hallelujah. So, Paul is praying, and the Spirit of God is praying for you and I, okay, and asking that you might be filled with the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of God, in the knowledge of God. Now, the word knowledge there is epignosis. It means full understanding, full insight, and intimate knowledge concerning God. It is all the things that are covered concerning God and concerning various situations. You see, the reason why we don't succeed in certain areas of our lives is because we don't have access to a certain kind of knowledge, a certain kind of insight. You see, it's covered, it's there, the knowledge is there, but it's covered. You see, sometimes you can be on the job and you're trying to find how to get a thing done in an easy way. Now, this is the secret to inventions. This is the secret to having breakthroughs. You see, on every side, breakthroughs in business, breakthroughs concerning how to handle certain things in life. Hallelujah. Now, as you pray this prayer for yourself, it's called apocalypse, an unveiling, a revelation, an unveiling, an appearing, something that was covered all this while, all of a sudden is made clear, is made known. Paul mentions this particular word in Galatians chapter 1. Let me read from verse 11. Paul had an experience with the revelation of God, okay, concerning the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if you read in Galatians 1 verse 11, it says, but I testify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. See, the gospel that I preach to you is not after man. It's not, man is not the one who gave it. Man was not the one who gave it to me. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it. I was not even taught it. You see, all the things that Paul wrote in the Bible was not taught. He was not taught it by any human being. He didn't need human knowledge. Nobody passed it to him humanly. Hallelujah. He says, for I neither received it, verse 12, Galatians 1, 12. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it. But by the revelation of Jesus Christ. The word revelation is apocalypse. By the unveiling of Jesus Christ. The revelation concerning Jesus Christ. He had a revelation concerning Jesus Christ. And because he had that revelation, he said, I count all things but done. I count every single thing around my life but done for the knowledge of the excellency of Christ. Amazingly, he had an understanding. He had an unveiling. He had an experience with God. That changes life forever. That is the same thing God wants for you. God wants what has been covered to be uncovered. For you to discover new things in life. Discover things in His Word. Discover things concerning His knowledge. That will transform your life completely and cause you to think that in the light that He wants you to think. Sometimes you wonder why some other people are doing so well and others are not doing well. These are some of the reasons why some do well and some don't do well in the body of Christ. Some do well because they have a revelation. They have access to a certain insight. Hallelujah. And God wants that same thing for you. I pray for you today. Oh, that you might be filled with the knowledge, with the revelation. Hallelujah. The spirit of revelation, the knowledge of God. Filled with the spirit of wisdom and filled with the spirit of revelation. I mean, your life will never be the same again. I see this happening in your life on every side. In Jesus' mighty name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.